Afrique avec la meilleure musique et des infos de la Voix de l'Amérique.
Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique. Heureuse d'être de nouveau avec vous pour votre leçon d'anglais, leçon numéro 33. Dans cette prochaine leçon, nous trouvons Martin Lerner à son bureau. Il parle avec ses collègues de leurs différentes activités et vous apprendrez à mieux comprendre comment on exprime le temps ou l'heure pour parler d'une action passée, présente ou future. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. When did you visit New York? Quand avez-vous visité New York? In 1975, 15 years ago. En 1975, il y a 15 ans. What time is the meeting? À quelle heure est la réunion?
Hello, Martin. Did you finish your story?
Yes, I did. I worked on Saturday.
When did you finish?
I finished in the evening.
Hello, Kara, Martin.
Hi, Waleed.
Good morning, Waleed. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Did you have a nice weekend?
Wonderful.
I worked.
Did you work at the office?
No, I worked at home. I finished a story.
I can't work on the weekend. The children are very noisy.
I don't like to work on weekends.
Martin, when are you going to Pittsburgh?
On Tuesday.
Are you working on a story?
Yes, I'm writing a story about Pittsburgh.
Didn't you write a story about Pittsburgh last year?
Yes, I did. I wrote a story 3 years ago, too. I visit Pittsburgh often. Sometimes I write a story. I want to see the changes.
Has it changed?
Yes, it has changed. I wrote a story 10 years ago, too.
Pardon?
10 years ago.
When did you first visit Pittsburgh?
In 1975. I went with my father to a baseball game.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Howard.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Where are you going this week, Martin?
Pittsburgh.
When are you going?
I'm going on Tuesday.
I'm going to work now. There's a meeting this morning.
When is the meeting?
It's at 11:45.
11:45? When is our meeting, Martin?
Our meeting is at 11:45.
Can we change our meeting?
Of course. What time do you want to meet?
Can we meet at 11 o'clock?
Yes, we can. Do you want to meet in your office?
Can we meet in your office?
When are we going to finish?
Before the other meeting.
Rappelez-vous, o'clock, à l'horloge, après l'heure juste. Par exemple, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Écoutez ces exemples.
At 7 o'clock.
At 11:45.
At 11 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock.
At 10:30.
Quelquefois, on veut exprimer une certaine période de temps, ou bien un certain jour, un certain mois, ou une certaine année. Écoutez ces exemples.
On Saturday, in the evening.
On the weekend.
On Tuesday.
Last year.
3 years ago. 10 years ago. In 1975.
Before the other meeting.
Pouvez-vous répondre à Martin en indiquant une certaine période de temps? Allez-y.
When did you go to a movie? When did you see your family? When are you going to study? When are you going to shop?
When are you going to have lunch?
I'm not going to have lunch.
After I finish my work.
Petite révision. O'clock. À l'horloge. leur pile ou leur juste. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, et ainsi de suite. Pour les fractions d'heure, les fractions les plus typiques, 2:15, 2h15, 2:30, 2h30, 2:45, 2h45. Je vais vous demander une question et vous allez répondre avec l'heure. Une heure que vous choisirez vous-même. When do you wake up in the morning? Quand vous levez-vous le matin? When do you wake up in the morning? Répondez-moi. When do you go to work? Les jours. On Monday, le lundi. On Tuesday, le mardi. On Wednesday, le mercredi. On Thursday, le jeudi. On Friday, le vendredi. On Saturday, le samedi. On Sunday, le dimanche. Pour parler du passé. Yesterday, tout d'abord. Yesterday, hier. Last week, la semaine dernière. Last month, le mois dernier. Last year, l'année dernière. Last week, last month, last year. Il y a plusieurs années. Many years ago. When did you go to Pittsburgh? Many years ago. Autre réponse possible. A few years ago. Il y a quelques années. Many years ago. A few years ago. In a few minutes. Dans quelques instants. In a few minutes. In about 3 weeks. Dans à peu près 3 semaines. Par exemple, when are you going to Pittsburgh? In about 3 weeks. When are you going to New York? In about 2 days. Les saisons. In the summer. In the winter. In the fall. In the spring. Dans l'ordre cette fois-ci. In the winter, en hiver. In the spring, au printemps. In the summer, en été. In the fall, en automne. Pour une question plus exacte, par exemple, how long are you going to stay in Pittsburgh? Combien de temps allez-vous rester à Pittsburgh? How long are you going to stay in Pittsburgh? Et réponse possible, for 2 days, pour 2 jours. For 3 days, pour 3 jours. For a week, pour une semaine. For a weekend, pour un week-end. For, pour. For 2 days. For 3 days. For a weekend. For a few minutes, pour quelques instants. pour ce qui est du futur. Next, prochainement. Next week, la semaine prochaine. Next month, le mois prochain. Next year, l'année prochaine. Rapidement, revoyons. Last year. 3 years ago. In the summer. For 2 days. For a few minutes. Next year. Next week. D'entendre la 33e leçon de English USA, première partie. Dans quelques instants, nous allons reprendre la deuxième leçon, toujours avec Martin Lerner, et les questions et les réponses par rapport au temps passé, présent et futur. Restez à l'écoute! English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Nous retrouvons Martin Lerner au bureau avec ses collègues. La conversation tourne autour de leurs activités différentes, l'endroit et le moment où elles ont lieu. Vous aussi, vous allez pouvoir exprimer la notion du temps. Next month, in a few minutes... In about 3 weeks.
Kara, when are you going to Europe?
We're going next month.
Can we go to lunch now?
Howard isn't here.
When is he coming?
In a few minutes.
Where are you going in Europe?
We're going many places.
Are you going to Bulgaria?
Yes, we are.
When are you going there?
Let me see. In about 3 weeks.
I have an uncle in Bulgaria. Can you phone him?
Of course. Please give me his phone number.
Okay. I'm going to bring it next week.
When did your uncle go to Bulgaria?
Many years ago. He was a student. He studied engineering. Then he worked in one of the factories for 3 years.
Did he stay there?
Yes, he did. He married. He had children.
When did you see him?
20 years ago. He came to see my father. He is my father's brother.
I'm here.
Good. Can we go now?
Were you waiting for me?
Of course.
Yes, let's go.
Martin, when are we going to Georgetown University?
Next week. The demonstration is on Wednesday.
What demonstration is that?
It is Environmental Day. There's a big demonstration.
What is Environmental Day?
The students are having a demonstration about environmental problems. Kara and I are going to write a story.
What problems are they demonstrating about?
Many problems.
We're going to write about river pollution.
Yes, the university is on the river. We want to listen to the speakers. We want to write about pollution.
We had a story about ocean pollution.
When?
A few weeks ago. We visited the Atlantic Ocean.
When did you go to the Atlantic Ocean?
In the summer.
Did you see pollution in the ocean?
Yes, we did. We saw pollution in some places.
We saw pollution in the river, too.
When?
Last week. Last month. Last year. We want to write about pollution.
Rappelez-vous, il y a un grand nombre d'expressions pour indiquer une période de temps. Ne les oubliez pas. Les expressions suivantes indiquent une période de temps passé.
Many years ago. 20 years ago.
A few weeks ago.
Last week. Last month. Last year.
Et ces expressions indiquent le temps futur.
Next month.
In a few minutes.
In about 3 weeks.
Next week.
Bien sûr, certaines expressions peuvent indiquer le passé ou le futur. Par exemple,
For 3 years.
On Wednesday. In the summer.
Pouvez-vous maintenant répondre à Martin en utilisant une expression de temps? Allez-y.
When are you going to see your family? When are you going to study English? When did you visit your family? When did you eat?
Et voilà, vous venez d'écouter la 33e leçon de English USA, deuxième partie. When will we be together again? Next week. Soon, that is. Until then, practice hard. Practice with your family. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique. VOA Afrique, la radio de tout le monde.
Ace! Ace!
Yeah. send for the girl them. Big up the thugs, big up the gangster them. But we call that show, now the girl listen them. Love to see the girl them in the time them at and come out. Wind up and out and a wind down the south. DJ a play a big junior shack out. From the girl them a wind and broke out.
Club them a join up, hey. One by one them a sign up. Me a fi big the woman them right up. Yeah. Whoa.
Et info pour chacun, VOA Afrique.
24 heures sur 24, VOA Afrique.
Man, I'm in trouble, or maybe it's just one. I swear I'm seeing double, I swear I'm seeing stars. Are we on a shuttle? Kiss you on the lips, we the perfect couple, girl.
She got me on cloud nine, she hotter than the sunshine, got me burning up the whole night, now we running through the bloodshot. Stress killer, everybody wanna, ain't nobody realer, she don't need no filler, high grade smooth, and every time you with her, she fill up the room, she got me on cloud nine, she hotter than the sunshine, got me burning up the whole night, now we running through the bloodshot.
I'm going in.
Till I'm going up.
I got a lot to say. I don't hold my tongue. I just hold money. Don't hold me up. Rolling in more green than a hole in one. You got more than mean to roll some. See, I be off of that tree. People tell me I shouldn't be. But early on, my mom told me that everything green is good for me. I wake up to three girls. My role model is Hugh Hefn. I gave your girl a t-shirt. Since she gave the whole crew neck. I don't dance. I two-step. My weed strong and suplex. My socks and drawers all around the crib. But look like I'm finna move in. If I ain't a G, I'm a OG. Two fingers on my joint, one to the police.
Yeah, there's something about me.
I got you.
Yeah, there's something about me.